Welcome back. It's the Country Viewpoint Market Friday edition here on Flow FM, your colour of country life. And it's great to be joined for our poultry segment once again by Dr. Joe Sillins, the CEO of the Australian Chicken Growers Council. Good afternoon, Dr. Sillins. How are you?
All good here, and I hope it's all good there too.
Certainly is all good here. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. And something we've touched on in the past is the industry sustainability plan. And I want to touch on that a little bit further, because sustainability is becoming, it always has been an important thing in all agricultural industries, but it's just getting more and more important given the economic and the political climate at the moment. So I want to ask you about the industry sustainability plan for the chook industry, and it's arranged around four key themes. Can you share with us what those themes are and sort of what they represent?
Yeah, we've sort of taken a bit of a limb from the red meat industry and expanded it sideways a bit. The four themes are chickens, unsurprisingly, but it also applies to turkeys. And that includes things like animal welfare. It includes things like knocking the use of antibiotics back as far as we possibly can. It includes biosecurity. And then the second one, probably predictably, is planet, where we're dealing with carbon capture and carbon accounting. We're dealing with feedstock because we import quite a lot of soy meal into Australia from places like Brazil, and that's got some deforestation issues attached to it, so we're trying to move away from that. Sustainable packaging under that planet is a really interesting one, and waste and water management. Chooks are pretty darn good with water, but where you do get a lot of water use in processing plants, as you'd imagine. The third theme is people, which is a little bit unusual in a sustainability plan, but it includes things like diversity and inclusion, it includes health and safety, it includes talent attraction and community engagement, which is pretty important. And the fourth is food security and economic resilience, where we look at producing more than enough chicken to feed every Australian without too much financial stress, and then research and development. And the economic viability of farms comes in right at the very end of the document, but at least it's there.
Well, it seems like a pretty well thought out document to me. Is it something that you think is working well for the chook industry at the moment?
It was only launched about 3 weeks ago at Parliament. And in the lead up to the launch, there was quite a lot of education going on. And we found that the processors and the farmers have actually moved a little ahead of this, if that makes sense, because, you know, they've seen the necessity to look after the planet, they've seen the necessity to look after the stock, and they're already moving in that direction to a greater or lesser degree. So in some respects, the plan reflects what's already happening, and in other respects, the plan gives us all a bit of a push forward too.
And when we talk about sustainability in the chook industry, Joe, one area of great saving within the industry, it's costing a lot less to keep chooks well fed in the year 2024 compared to 5 or 10 or 30 or 50 years ago. Can you talk to us a bit about that and, yeah, some of those developments in the industry?
Yeah, look, I don't know about the cost of feed, because the cost of feed seems to catch up with wherever you're at. But in 1975... it took 2.5 kilos of food to produce a kilo of chook. And that compares, for example, with sheep and cattle, who run between 8 and 10 kilograms of feed to produce a kilo of beef, for example. And chickens have always been real good doers on feed. That's why we grow them, because they are real good doers on feed. But between 1975 and 2020, we've taken that 2.5 kilos of feed per chook and converted it to 1.6. kilos of feed per chook. That is a level of feed conversion efficiency that just about every other industry in the world, including a lot of the chook industries in the world, just that makes their eyes water, because it's such an efficient way to produce meat. And it's a real testament to genetics and how easy it is to select for genetics when you get, you know, 220 offspring per breeder hen per year, compared, for example, to, you know, your best breeding cow, which might produce one or two calves per year. So your speed of genetic change is massive.
Fascinating stuff. Dr. Sillins, before we wrap up, I just want to ask you about, it may not sound relevant straight off the bat, but I want to ask you about phone scams, because there are some scams going around which are centred on avian influenza and they're spreading misinformation to people who simply may not know any better. What do you know about this?
Yeah, look, this is just disgusting filth from the filth factory. But I've had this on my own phone, and I know of others that have had it on their phones, where you get an automated voice with an epidemic warning or an avian influenza warning and press 1 to speak in English. It's just appalling. You know, there is no limit to which these people will dig holes and jump into them.
There you have it. Disgusting filth from the filth factory. I reckon that's a good place for us to leave things for today, Dr. Sillence. Always lovely to speak to you on a Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week.
Good on you. See you later.